this is the outcome of having held the U.S. Nationals Hot Air Balloon Festival in Middletown in 92, 93, and 94. And that was a major, major event with 100 competitors and 100 other balloons and, you know, a lot of balloons around. And that was a three-year run. So when that was done, the community really wanted to continue with balloons. So after a few years, we designed the Ohio Challenge. And it is a competitive event, usually about 35 competitors plus some special shapes and other balloons. So
for people who have never seen one of these, it's really quite amazing and very colorful with all those balloons once they fill up and start to take off from the ground.
Oh, yes. It's very colorful. Each one has a different design chosen by their pilot. And pretty much they all take off at once, one right after another. It is a competitive thing, so they're all trying to reach a target on the ground to drop a weighted streamer. That's how they get their points. It's somewhat like NASCAR points. They compete throughout the year, and whoever ends up with the top points at the end of the year, obviously, is has bragging rights, but they also, the top competitors, then go to the national competition and from there to the world.
So when people come to the balloon festival in Middletown, what will they see? What is there for them to do also?
Well, first of all, it is Friday and Saturday evenings, July 13 and 14, from 4 o'clock till 10:30, both of those nights, and then Saturday and Sunday mornings, from 7 to 11. Now, the evenings are when the festival is there and all the entertainment. There's a carnival, there's a car show, there's entertainment, skydivers drop in periodically, just food and arts and crafts, and it's a 100-acre park.
And what park are we talking about here in Middletown?
Okay, it is held in Smith Park, which is adjacent to the Middletown Regional Airport. And you enter by way of the airport. Besides the major balloon flight in the evening, which is about 7 o'clock. So after that balloon flight, some of the balloons will come back, about half of them, and do what we call a balloon glow. And that's so pretty. They stay on the ground, but they light up the interior of their balloons, and they sparkle like giant fireflies or Christmas ornaments. And then on Friday night, we have a fireworks show, and on both Friday and Saturday night, we have a laser light show.
The Mid-USA Ohio Challenge Hot Air Balloon Festival, which takes place this coming weekend, typically attracts 50,000 to 70,000 people, depending on the weather. With a postcard from Middletown, Ohio, I'm Steve Hirschberg.